Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 9th of April, and here in Auroville it's mostly cloudy with some raindrops here and there, and humid on 25 degrees Celsius, and we can expect intervals of clouds and sunshine, and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 24 to high 33, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Winds from southeast at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts at 30 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index, it will be on 11, which is extreme. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 78%. Tomorrow, from 7 p.m. onwards, Solitude Farm presents live music, bringing together community, local food and music. And tomorrow we will hear Natalie John Quartet with Organic Fusion Dinner starting with 7 p.m. and that will be a girls band. These cats are top musicians from Mexico, Colombia, USA and India, teaching jazz in the prestigious Mama Bumi Music Academy, playing original songs and few standards. At the same time, they are inviting us on Wednesday, 15th of April, to Talavatam Organic Grooves, collaborating with Rauf and Fire Freaks, as Krishna is saying, this guy Montre is an awesome percussionist performing in European festival, working to recycle PVC, creating groovy dance music, collaborating with synths and fire artists. For all the events, there's a contribution ask to run them. On Saturday, 11th of April at 8 p.m. at Bharat Niva's Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Pavilion of India International Zone, we can listen to Vocal Colors presenting a concert of jazz, bossa nova, soul, pop and French chansons with vocals Ahilia, Jivatman, Susanna, Juliet, Marlenka, Morgan and Victoria, and with Mats on sax, Ed on guitar, Yuri on piano, Seb drums and Rolf on bass. And on Monday, 13th of April at 7:45 p.m. we are invited to Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niva's, for the cultural program at the occasion of Tamil New Year event. For further program, detailed refer to posters which will be put at the following places: at Solar Kitchen, Town Hall, PTDC, Visitor Center, Patoos and Orville Bakery. On Saturday, 11th of April at 7:30 p.m. we are invited to Deepanam School to performance play The White Elephant by the students of Deepanam School. The play is about the unusual problem which the children must solve of saving baby elephant. And on Sunday, 12th of April at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, International Zone, we can see Bharatnatyam, an introduction to the art form by Nila Bhaskar, and a lecture demonstration with dance, music and interactive discussion. And on Thursday, 16th of April at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we can hear following sounds, heartwarming songs with Clementine on her voice and Yuri on the piano, and Matthew on tenor saxophone as a special guest. A month-long festival at Adi Shakti to celebrate Vipanani Chawla's birth anniversary, which was on April 5th, is continuing tomorrow at 7 p.m. with Eugeni Schwartz, The Dragon Play. The Drama School Mumbai presents Eugeni Schwartz, The Dragon, Bahadur Naudasyasan, Bitter Mare Taktupadu. It's a new Hindi translation by Harsh Kurana and directed by Tusha Pandey from National School of Drama and London International School of Performing Arts. Produced by Theatre Professional and supported by Mumbai Marathi Sahitya Sangh. And on Sunday, 12 at 7 p.m. we can hear Groove to Trash Music Concert, where Talavatam, collaborating with Rao, presents Groove to Trash, a musical concert. The main vision of project Talavatam, a percussion-based project, is to create music using innovative instruments made from waste plastic and metal. Talavatam aims to clean up the plastic waste that is plaguing India through music. This is a percussion-based project by Montre Manuel, which uses instruments created from waste plastic and metal with the aim to inspire people to think creatively about waste. These instruments are mainly created from reused paint cans, soda cans, PVC pipes, etc., mimicking the street drummers. And 14th of April is Tamil New Year, and on that occasion, Solar Kitchen and La Terrasse are closed, and also Orville Bakery and Bakery Cafe will be closed on that day. They're also asking us to pick Tuesday order on Monday, 13th of April. And the teams of Solar Kitchen, La Terrasse, of Orville Bakery and Bakery Cafe wishes us all happy Tamil New Year. And from SAIR comes the following information, a call for proposals, because they are saying that each year they receive a small grant from the government of India for carrying out innovative programs in the field of education and or culture. They invite those with proposals for such innovative programs, both from those who are part of SAIR as well as those not directly linked to SARI to submit their application for the financial year 2015-16 by 30th of June 2015. You need to write to SARI at orville.org to request a proposal form specifying research project or publication, music, CD, educational materials. And Tibetan Pavilion will host Vipassana course, a 10-day residential Vipassana course, and the retreat will begin on Monday, 4th of May, and end of 15th of May. At Bharat News Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen Wild France, directed by Fugo, and made in France in 2013. At the Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m., we can see Unbroken, biography drama, made in 2014, and directed by Angelina Jolie. And tomorrow, they will screen fantasy comedy, The Cobbler, made in 2014, and directed by Thomas McCarthy. At Cinema Paradiso on Saturday at 5 p.m, the French and Spanish pavilion present an outstanding film, Picasso, Inventory of Life. The film is made in French by Hugh Nancy and Oliver Villamil, Picasso. Today at 8 p.m, they will screen Korean drama, A Reason to Live, made in Korea in 2011 by director Jeong Hang-il. On Saturday, we can see international drama, Belle, made in UK in 2013 by director Amar Santé. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, adventure comedy Baby's Day Out, made in USA in 1994 by director Patrick Reed. And later on at 8 p.m. at Masterpieces of Japanese Cinema at Cine Club, we can see drama history Harakiri, made in Japan in 1962 by director Masaki Kobayashi. And the mother wrote, "To want what the divine wants in all sincerity is the essential condition for peace and joy in life. Almost all human miseries come from the fact that men are nearly always convinced that they know better than the divine what they need and what life ought to give them. Most human beings want to other human beings to conform them to their expectation and circumstances, to conform to their desires. Therefore, they suffer and are unhappy." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.